Okay, this week as we head into Parshas Yisroi and Saras Hadibrois, we're going to talk about some Hilchos Shabbos. We're in the Shayim Vim, and what better way to make sure that we understand the meaning of Tikkun, of what Shabbos is really all about, over the week. And spend some time on Hilchos Shabbos. We've been spending time in the Chavurah about Shabbos. Spend some time over the next few weeks over the union of Kedusha Shabbos. But I want to talk about an interesting question that involves very, very much a number of different halachas. I'll throw out the question too. Someone called me up in the summer and they asked me that their wife washed her shaytel Friday afternoon. And she wants to wear it on Shabbos, but the whole Ben Hashmasha is the shekel is not wearable because it was soaked. She washed it. And he says to me that Shabbos morning, his wife is going, it's going to dry. She's leaving it outside. It was the summer. She was going to leave it outside and it was going to dry in the sun. And by drying in the sun, she'll be able to wear it Shabbos. He asked me if she's allowed to wear it Shabbos or not. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is that the whole Ben Hashmasha, we've learned this many times, is Allah of Migudis Katsoy Ben Hashmasha, is Katsoy Lakuli Yaima. If something's muksa ben hashmashis, it's muksa the whole day of Shabbos. So ben hashmashis, she couldn't wear it. It was soaked. We'll see. Was it muksa, or she just doesn't want to wear it that way, and therefore it's really a baguette still or not? But what I want to really, really talk about, there's two parts. I want to talk about the nigud katsay ben hashmashis, because there's a lot that's very negev to us. What's negev to each one of us? Laundry. Let's say. You have laundry in the dryer. You're not allowed to let the dryer run. Once Shkia comes, you really have to shut your dryer. But let's say you forgot. You forgot to shut your dryer, and now the clothes is going to dry. Are you allowed to wear that clothes on Shabbos? Stay in Ashmashis, the clothes was still wet. If it was a towel that was still wet.
Clothes on a dryer.
And a dryer, right. And let's say you hang out the clothes to line. You, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where they hang out the clothes on the line. Is that considered migudis katzay or not? We're going to talk about where you Ramesha's chidushim, where you left the clothes in the dryer. Let's say you need socks in the morning and you realize that everything's in the dryer. So let's say you don't have a light, we open up the door, but maybe that thing that you left it in the dryer, it's muksa because you didn't think about it before Shabbos. I need a lot of help with this because there's a lot of confusion here in the mechat, in the halacha, in the achrayinim. And Mir Tashem, we will come out with Halacha Lamaisa. We want to talk about bathing suits also. In other words, a bathing suit on Shabbos, if it's a bathing suit, muksa or not, because normal, we don't go swimming on Shabbos. You don't go swimming on Shabbos is the actual fact that it's a bathing suit that's not going to be worn. Is that muksa or not too? So a lot of questions we're going to touch upon over there. And that's why I wrote on the sheet over there. Is a bathing suit muksa on Shabbos, whether it's wet or not? Is it considered a klisha malach d'lisser? You can't go swimming on Shabbos. Can't go swimming on Shabbos. So the bathing suit itself maybe is considered a beged, which is muksa. I can't use it today anyway. Is it muksa or not? Let's go through the halachas very, very quickly. The beginning over there, and I think the olam will be just, it's definitely very, very nageya, the halachas that we're going to talk about here. And we will then come to our conclusion. Hopefully, we'll try to come out with a clear picture because a lot of different opinions. Let's start with a beged of shatnez. What happens if you bought a suit and it was checked and you find out that it has shatnez in it? Now, obviously, you're going to return it. We're going to see, and that's clear halacha, and it's so important. The women don't realize this. If your wife buys something and Friday she tries it on, shouldn't try it on. Friday night, she says she wants to show it to you. Your children want to show it to you. You buy her a piece of jewelry, and she wants to show it to you, and she wants to ask you your opinion. And if your opinion is you don't like it, she's going to return it. So the minute that she's going to return it, it's muksa, because it has no use to you. It's kisar and kiss. You want to return it. Any clothing, therefore, that's questionable, if you're going to return it or not, you can't. It's muksa. So if she's keeping it and she wants to try it on and she says, do you like it or not? She doesn't care. She's going to keep it. Fine. It's not muksa. But the minute a beged is going to be returned or possibly returned, then you can't try it on. Because the minute you try it on, you say that your child, your son's going to try a suit on, a tie on. You like it? No, I don't like it. Return it. It's muksa now. So why is it muksa again? It has no value to you. If anything, it's fisar and kiss. You want to get your money back. if you wear it, it gets dirty, you're not going to get your money back. It's definitely going to be muksa. What happens if, so a beged of shatan is that you're going to return, for sure it's going to be muksa. But let's assume that you can't return it. Is this beged, this is a very, very important question. We have a beged here, you can't wear it. Is it muksa or not? So it should be muksa. I can't, what am I going to do with it? It's a beged that doesn't have any use to it. However, Mechaber says it's a machlaikis. We have to understand, why is it a machlaikis? Yeshayisim with talto beged shatan. This is some of Ayin Dalet, I don't know what it's doing there. Some hold that it's usher to be metalatal a beged of shatan. V'yesh matir. What's the machlaikis? You have a suit that has wool and linen in it. You can't wear it. So why would it, if it should be, if I would ask you, you would all tell me it's muksa. I have no use for this. If I have no use, it's like a rock. It's like a piece of, it's like a piece of wood.
Hang it up on the wall, no?
Do what? What are you going to hang up your suit to do what?
All day, they hang it up for decoration, no?
You want to use suits for decoration? We're going to see. That would be something that's not the normal use. Is that going to be muksa anyway? Right. So the Mishnah Berurah says like this. The number two, very poshut. Also a life shay. So it's muksa. And it's so muksa, you can't move it even with Tzar Kufa Mekhaimah. Let's just review very briefly the halachas. A keli, if you have a hammer, that's a keli shemach listen, builds houses. If the hammer is in your way, you can move it out of the way. You want to use a hammer to break nuts, you're allowed. That would be mutl Tzar Kufa Mekhaimah. But a rock is totally muksa. Even if it's in your way, you can't move it. You can't use the rock to break nuts either, because that is not a keli. And this beged is considered, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's totally the first sheet, the Hozali Rab and the other Chayim, the Aruch HaShulchan argues, we'll see shortly, but he holds, it's totally also. So if you have a suit, and this suit is shatnez, so you're going to return it, let's say, for sure it's muksa. Even if you're not returning it, it's too late, you can't return it. You bought a suit somewhere, it was final sale. You took a chance on it. It once had that, it was a final sale, and you can't return it. It was shatnez. So now you're stuck with it. You can go with stuff, but it's the mechat. First sheet is aser. What's the second sheet? Shabruz says the second sheet holds. No, it's still a mouse, still a keli. So you see a chiddush in the second sheet that it holds. That even though you can't wear it, but at the end of the day, it's a beged. Who can wear it? Goyim could wear it, but it's still a chiddush that this sheet holds. What is the final halacha? And Shabruz says vikas kisvar rishayna. We pass like the first sheet. The first sheet to hold. It's not a beged. Not a beged. It's going to be muksa. So what do we see from here? If you have a beged and you cannot use it, it is going to be muksa. Aruch HaShulchan says, what does it mean muksa according to the Mishnah Berurah again? Muksa means total muksa. I cannot move it out of the way. I'm sorry? I can't put it in the closet either. It's total muksa. That's what the Mishnah Berurah, Aruch HaShulchan holds. No, it's not. He doesn't like that. I put number four. He says, vadai, it's not worse than a klisha malachdalissa. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRab clearly says that it is. And la'alacha, most of the pais can say, as the Mishnah Berurah says, total muksa. The first shita, therefore, is the shita that we are going to be following. And la'alacha, it's totally muksa. Period. Beged shatan is totally muksa. Now let's move on, because we are going to be talking about a bathing suit. Now, if you can't go swimming in a bathing suit, is the bathing suit the same? And let's say whether it's wet, it's not wet. You have a bathing suit, especially in the summer. You left it out, you want to put it away. You hung it up, it'll come up, because usually the bathing suits we hang over maybe the shower to dry. We want to now put it away on Shabbos. We can't go swimming. So is the bathing suit going to now turn into a, is it like a bag of Shabbos? I can't use it today. This bathing suit is useless to me. I cannot use it today. So that's what the Achronim here are going back and forth about. You'll tell me what you think. We are going to be moving on over there.
Because technically, it's still a pair of pants.
And so is the shatnez.
That's also to wear.
No, you could wear it if you were wearing it. Not there are ways that you could wear shatnez. Like the Gemara says, there are ways you could do it. I mean, you're not wearing it to keep you warm. Remember, we had the Gemara Moichrek Sus. You could wear it. There are ways you could wear it that would not be problematic.
It's like I was shared 2 weeks ago with the packages that come on Shabbos. Unless you know 100% you're keeping it out tonight, or you get the style of the shoes.
Very good. If you know, right.
Unless
it's a pair of shoes that I know, the same size and it's the same ones I wear. Very good. That would be right. If you might return it, then it's Hooks Machsar and Kiss.
Just like you're returning, it's definitely wearable by
it. That'd
be your size.
Yeah, but it's because I want to return it, so I can't. I don't want it out. I mean, I got to put it away because if I don't. Put it, what?
You want stuff sitting around all the time, it's got to be returned.
Yeah, that's muksa. Right. We're gonna see. I put it on the sheet soon because I'm gonna order it. If you look at it, if you want, you look at the top of the second slide. Right. Okay. We'll wait till we get there. We'll get there. We're getting there very shortly. But in order to get there, let's talk. The island's not aware of the next halacha, but I need to build up to what I want to get to. A klisha malachti lehet. In other words, a keli which is dot which we use for purposes that are permitted uses. Well, now there's different levels in heter. We're not allowed to just because something's not muksa doesn't mean you're allowed to use it moving around for no reason. There has to be a reason why you're moving it. And the mechaber therefore passes klisha malachti lehet. Even though it's a keli which is used for permissible uses. You're allowed to move it only. Look what he says. It's only because for the tzarekli. I'm afraid it's going to break or it's going to get stolen. For no reason at all, even a keli shemalachlis, I'm not allowed to move. So if I have a keli, we'll see it shortly. But if you would stop right here, people that play around with their silverware, keli shemalachlis, I eat with it. So if you just play, people you always see playing around with their silverware, they're not allowed to do that. It's not a tzarekli. That would be a keli shemalachti leheter, that you're not allowed to go ahead and move unless you're going to use it with tzarek hakli. So even if it's a keli which is accepted, the mechaber has exceptions. Kisvei kodesh va'eichlin, if you have svarim or food, then even if there's no tzarek at all, you're allowed to move it. Even if you're not doing it for the food itself, you want to move it for no reason at all. If you don't like the way it, maybe it can't be because you don't like where it is, because that would be sorry from the kaimai then. But whatever, if there's no reason at all, you just want to move it for no reason at all, that would be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah.
What's the issue to move it if it's not?
Because the Rabbanan didn't want us to be busy. They want us to be spending time on Einik Shabbos. And if we're going to do things, even if it's mutter, we're still wasting time.
It's like
playing
a game. It's
okay, there's a tzairach then. I want to. Yeah, I'm doing it. Sorry.
Read the term. Yeah, I want to move the. Why is that not considered a term?
What?
It's a small circle. Oh, I want to play with it with the forks tonight.
It's not even called playing. It's with it.
Yeah.
Why else are you moving it? Why else are you moving?
You're not paying attention. That's like,
okay.
Some of us don't pay any attention, so we're fiddling around.
Okay, but that's happening. I know that's fiddling around.
Yeah, but it's not tzarech hakli. It's not even tzarech me. I don't know, maybe if you need to do this because someone has to...
This is what makes you feel good.
Right, okay, so if the person's going to convince you that it makes you feel good, then maybe. So the Mishnah Berurah adds in to this. So he adds in anyway, because he says like this, Ephraim. So anyway, I don't need to go to far. He says, because he adds in. He adds it in, because he knew that we'd play with our silverware at the table. So he says, the Tadir and Bitashas, we're always touching it. And then there are those that are machmir. Okay, but like you're saying, those kalim, the rabbanon understood, even if there's no need at all, you can still allow to move it. The Shmir Shabbos adds in the Gadim B'Tachshit, and he adds in clothes too. Clothes also, even if there's no use at all, you can move around the clothes itself, and you want to put it away, you don't need to put it away, you're not happy with. Again, there's no tzarech at all for the kelim. You're allowed to. So regular begad normally is a keli shem alachtoi leheter. But being that we see, and I'm not going to, 8, 9, and 10 just tell us you're not going to go swimming on Shabbos, so we can just skip that. We now have a begad over here. What does this turn into? We have a begad that has no use for us on Shabbos. So let's go to the second side of it. The second side talks about the big bechadash. So here's where you see it. The sefer that deals with muksa, one of the it's a lot huge sefer luach hamuksa, goes through each baguette and he explains why on the bottom. Anyway, chadash shedait al zirei is definitely muksa, as we said. Baguette yam, look what he says about a baguette yam. He asks, he wants to know about a bathing suit. What's the halacha? He says it's malach de lehetter. Fascinating on the bottom what he explains. Now, is it malach de lehetter means? I have a bathing suit here. It's dry. Again, I'm not talking about a wet bathing suit because wet is our next question. Dry bathing suit. The bathing suit dried and I want to put it away. I have no use for it today. Maybe it's not a begad. So he writes, he brings down a machlokes about this on the bottom. He says, why? Pishu begad gomor. I vafal pishik begad yom ikr tashmish to go swimming. Nero, she'en lo shaychus letza mashchi. It doesn't really have to do with swimming. Ela shekein noich lo yoyis a little bit. You wear, when you go swimming, you wear a bathing suit. What does he mean with this? So he brings down chenkasavli, one of the gedolim, kedavar pashit, that v'haysif. What does that mean? Sheyesh boy gam shemayshim she'enam l'shchiya. Sometimes you wear bathing suits, even if you're not going swimming. You want to sit by the beach. You want to sit by the beach. You wear a bathing suit too. You're not going into the water. So it's more than a beggar shall climb. Where yeah, the mikrik sus can sell it. There are those that want to be machmir. Lefishi yesh boi hesach adas. I'm not swimming. I use it. Mishimash b'Shabbos. Ma'achar ve'ein misrachtim. No one. You can't go swimming on Shabbos. I'm not going to the beach on Shabbos. Hopefully not. The people are that are going away. Hopefully they don't go to the beach on Shabbos and sit by the beach. And they're not going to be wearing. And hopefully for sure, if they do go to the beach, hopefully they're not wearing a bathing suit. So there are those that say that you're not allowed to. But he brings down with the shalma yainis on the common kamis is bar. Shegeder the klisha malach the lister ain't a big. It's not pshat hesach adas. Oh, is it a beged? It's a beged. Can I use it on Shabbos today? I could use it on Shabbos today. Okay, but look what he writes. This is his chiddush. Me'achar be'ein shimusei kader kolkam. Yeah, ain't a chanami. I'm really not going to use it. Umeachar b'afil the beged gomer. And even by a beged gomer, what do we learn in the Mishnah Brura? Is the machleik is she'enam dinam kaiach l'nal ke klisha malach the laheter. L'fikach he writes a machmir. Like dire, I'm treating it as a keli shemalach the letter, not like food that you're always allowed to move it, even if there's no tzairich at all. No, for example, let's say your bathing suit's handy, for no reason at all, you want to move it away. You want to move it that you can't do. He's saying because he's changing the level of this type of a beged. A regular beged, I have socks on my top of my dresser, and I move it around. I want to move it for no reason at all, so I'm allowed to move it. But a bathing suit, being that most people are not going to use it today, so I don't want to treat it like a regular beged, so let me move it up a step over here. Keli shemalach de'lehter. Keli shemalach de'lehter. If I'm going to move it, I have to move it for a reason. I want to move it out of the way. It's in my way. I'm using the beged. I don't want it to be out. I want people walking into my bathroom, seeing a bathing suit hanging up, so that I'm moving it to Tzarech Mekaymai. But Sam, just to move it, for no reason at all, he said, you know, so we stop right here. We see that begotten clothing, even therefore, you're not wearing it on Shabbos. You can't wear it on Shabbos. Even maybe a beged, which is not, they asked, what about a beged, which is not a tsnua? These begotten are all, they're begotten. They could be worn. You could always wear it with a shell. There's so many ways that these begotten could be worn. So a stam, a bathing suit, is not going to be mukse at all. But obviously, goggles and other things that you're going to go to swim with, you can't use it on Shabbos. So then, of course, it's going to be mukse. It's not. I can't use it. No one's walking around with goggles, sitting at a. No one's using it if they're not swimming. So then, those types of, if it's a someone left it out and you want to move it. So now we're talking about something which would be similar to the beged shel shatnez. Can't use it today. No one uses it today. I may see if tasmid. Unless you're going to learn that no, it's goggles. It's a beged gomer, which maybe I even the first reason that he's explaining it's only used when you go swimming. So it seems that would be more of the beged that if you want to call it a beged, it's going to be awesome.
You
now
cut on,
what?
Cut onion.
Oh yes, swim goggles.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So now, okay, good. So then maybe we have an ethical group. Okay, we have a We move on now to the wet clothing. We're Arab Shabbos. Your clothing is wet. It's going to dry over Shabbos. Your towel is going to dry. So your bathing suit is wet. Wet swimming right before Shabbos. And now you want to know: is these clothing muksa on Shabbos or not? You left clothing in the dryer. The dryer was left on, and now Shabbos comes, and you want to know if you're allowed to use these begadim or not. We head into the halachas of Migadis Katsoy Ben Hashmashis. It's really complicated, so we'll do the best we can do in this short period of time to go through this. There are many, many questions on this, and please follow along with me. Tell me what you feel about. There's a contradiction in Mishnah Brurus over here, and I need your help. Mechaber says like this. So there's someone who's sick on Shabbos. He became sick on Shabbos, not Friday. He was healthy Friday. Someone who's sick and needs meat on Shabbos. So the way you're going to get meat from, you're going to shaft an animal. Chabri says like this. Hashayichem Shabbos l'chayla. Whether he was sick yesterday, we're not talking about that case. Bein shechola hayoyim. He got sick on Shabbos itself. So you're allowed to shaft. He needs the meat. He's a chayla. Shame by she's a sakana. Shaft the meat. The meat is allowed to be eaten even by a healthy person. Healthy person can eat the meat too. Why is he allowed to eat the meat? Says the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean? It's muksa. Wasn't it muksa? When Shabbos came in, I have an animal over here. I couldn't eat this animal. So the one who's sick, of course, he's allowed to eat it. But the one who's not sick, why is he allowed to eat the animal's muksa for him? Correct, the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, in the baby, muksa machmas isser, this katsoi, on Erev Shabbos, I couldn't eat it. Muksa machmas isser means I need to shech the animal. And when Shabbos entered, I could not sheft the animal. It's us to sheft on Shabbos. All of Bein HaShemashis, was they allowed to sheft it? No, we're going to file the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol knows we look at the whole Bein HaShemashis. If the whole Bein HaShemashis, let's say it's the 45 minutes from when Shkia starts until nightfall, so you have the Bein HaShemashis, says the Mishnah Berurah, no, we all like Rav Shimon. And Rav Shimon holds, doesn't hold the muk. So we have the whole Gemara Masechtas Beitzim, Masechtas Shabbos, only where I'm doich b'yadayim. In other words, I have a candle, and I lit the candle on Shabbos. I push it away b'yadayim because now I'm using it to, it's on Shabbos. I lit the candle, and now that I lit the candle, even if, so for example, Friday night, I light it, the candle goes out, light is still muksa. Why is it muksa? Because I went ahead and lit the candle. Bein HaShemashis, could I move this? Is it muksa? It's muksa. I can't move it. It's going to be the malach of kibud if I move it. So it's muksa. Fire is muksa. If it's muksa, the whole Shabbos, I'm not letting you move my leichter. Right? So there is dach b'yada. I was the one who lit the candle. Here, when Shabbos came in, the animal's muksa on its own. I didn't do anything to make the animal muksa. I wasn't doich b'yadayim the animal. The animal anyway was prohibited. I didn't do anything. That's pashit. We'll see the arts. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav learned. Fine. Very good. We haven't, but there's another halacha we were saying. This is where it gets complicated. Mishnah Berurah, it's all over the place in Hilchos Shabbos. So there's a Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud, where the Mishnah Berurah introduces this idea of Gamru Bidei Shamayim and Gamru Bidei Adam. And the Gemara Masechtas Beitz, it says like this. They used to have groigros. So they used to dry their fruit. They would dry their figs. They would dry their dates. They would dry their grapes. And they would put it on their roof. And then on Shabbos, the sun would come out and it would dry. And then they would use it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that being the Bein HaShemashis, it was not edible because it was wet. You want to dry it now. You want to turn it into dry fruits. And it wasn't yet dried out by the sun. You couldn't eat a Bein HaShemashis because in the middle, when it's in this process of going through fresh to dry, it wasn't edible. The Gemara says that it's muksa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is it muksa for? It's muksa, why? Because it's dach miyadayim. We just explained, you pushed it away. Bein HaShemashis, I put it up to dry. During that zman of Bein HaShemashis, it was not edible. Until it dries, it's going to be. Says, but the Mishnah Berurah says like this. When is this? Only when it's gamru bidei shamayim. Gamru bidei shamayim means that the sun is going to come out and it's going to dry it. But he says like this, if you look at number 13, avol davar shenigmar bidei adam. What happens if it's going to be tully in a person? For example, tomorrow Shanasalai Mayim Bereshavos. I took the dates and I put water on them. Bereshavos. Avshem Bavadin Aruim Bereshavos. The dates are not roy. Loya tomorrow v'loya mayim. The dates are not roy and the water is not roy. They used to soak it together to give a taste into the water. You want date water? The only kol to tamat tomorrow. She ruim l'shtiya. Megamat tomorrow le'es ato loychazim. Right now they're not roy either. Afiluachi loya asachadai to neayam Shabbos. I'm not Messiah Tash. Shem Muksa. Machna said, why? I can wait till tomorrow. I know that tomorrow it's going to be right. If I know that tomorrow it's going to be right, it's not Muksa. So let's clarify what the Mishnah Berurah is saying a little bit. If I go ahead and take dates and I want to dry them up on my roof, oh, that's Muksa. But if I have dates that need to soak in water, so for example, in the summer, I made a cold brew, right? Erev Shabbos, it wasn't right raw yet. I have to wait till Shabbos to go ahead and use it. So I know that Shabbos is going to be right to have the cold brew. So this is the same case. Because you're taking tomorrow, soaking it in the water. I want the taste to go in over there. So I want the, what? No, Fryer told me how to do it.
I assume we're talking after it came out of the film.
Right, yeah.
Otherwise people are going to think it's a filter.
Right, no. Okay, it's a separate child.
Let's say we can, but
right. So what's happening over here? We have we're Hashem shot. How do we understand this? Where you put it out in the sun? So I think that will explain very simple to me. One is the sun. Here is the sun. Here it's for sure. It's going to happen by tomorrow. It's going to be raw. Where it's for sure going to be raw tomorrow. Allah is, we don't say migu diskatzai. It's a basic principle of migu diskatzai. Basic principle is that if it's for sure going to be right tomorrow, it's not muksa. Migu diskatzai means it's not for sure.
Clothing on the line, we'll see.
Very good. So that's what we have to see. Clothing on the line. How do they look at that? And that's what we'll see right now. But in order, one question is, and Rosh Hashanah himself is bothered, someone asked him this question. What's pshat with the candle? When a candle is burning, I know it's going to go out. So why is my life the mukzah? If you're telling me, Mr. Brewer is telling me, that if I know for sure that tomorrow it's not going to be, it's going to be right to eat, even though Ben HaShemoshes it's not, but tomorrow it's going to be right, it's not mukzah. When I leave out the groigris, there's no guarantee that the sun is going to come out and dry it. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. So therefore, that's called Dacha B'Yadayim, because I don't know. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But where I know for sure, the Mishnah Berurah is telling me that I'm not Mesih Das, there's no Migudis Katzoy. So again, basic principle, Migudis Katzoy. When is something looks at all Shabbos? If Bein HaShemoshes, I have my animal over there. My animal, Bein HaShemoshes, I have no idea someone's getting sick. No idea. So then it's mukzah to the whole Bein HaShemoshes. It should be mukzah the whole day. Shabur says a new chiddush. The new chiddush is over there. I never pushed it away. So again, let's remember, yinidichu b'yadayim, that means I pushed it away. I took it out to dry. I did something. Not only take it to dry, but it's not 100% going to be right. So then it's migudis katzoy. But if I didn't push it away, what? What's the difference? And so is the case of the animal. The animal, I can't use it right now. It's mukzah. It's hilchah shechita. It's the
issa. Yeah, here it's burning. Here it's, right now,
I have a mukzah shechita. And here it's mukzah is burning. And here it's mukzah. They're both mukzah machmas iser. I can't touch it right now. This animal is mukzah. Ben HaShemoshes, it's mukzah. I can't have anything to do with this animal. And here I have a candle. And the Mishnah Berurah is telling. And right now, all these are mukzah. They're not edible. The tamar is not edible. So I have right over here now a candle. Right now, I can't use it. It's going to go out. And the Mishnah Berurah says, he asked the question, number 15. I mean, the Shabbos Zalman, he needs a tarot to this. He says, even after it goes out, says the Mishnah Berurah number 15, even the Bein HaShemoshes, it's like Aser B'Totol, it's Aser. And he says, as we just said, everything is a bosses to the Shalhavis. Immediately, this got Bein HaShemoshes, got Tzayel Kuliyayim. Says, huge of Shabbos Zalman. It's one of these long tubas of Shabbos Zalman, Chayel Kal Samayud. And he says, what's Shah? So it's maybe is what he mentioned. I'm not sure, but he tries to answer like this.
Sure.
What? He says that by the candle there, it's a real dichtavia. Even when it goes out, what's the shot? It's not like you want to use it. When do we say that it's me? When do we say this svar of where you know for sure it's going to be able to be used? You want to use it? I don't want to use it here. Here, I just want to move it out of the way because it's that's in my way. It's not that I want to use it now. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. So then it's me this katzoy. Because even when it goes out, I don't want to use it. That's what he wants to say.
Why is that not a use?
That's not a use. I'm moving it because I want to move it out. But he says, Abul Hacha ain't Seifel Avili Day Tikkun in number 16. Father Rabba, Seifel Day Dichoy. I'm pushing it away. That's what's going to end up happening. There is no use for it now. Oh, there's no use. Right now, it's not. There's no Issa going on. So let me move it. It's a Kaili Shemalach Dil Isser. Let's look at it like that. It's a Kaili Shemalach Dil Isser. So if Gufay Makarma should be able to move it, let me move it now. It's in my way. I don't want it here. Your wife wants it off the table. She doesn't want it here. I read it says, no, Miga this Katzai, Bein HaShemal. I knew that the fire is going to go out. But you were making the Dichu. And the Dichu that you were making is not to be able to use it. The Dichu you're making over here is you can't use it anymore. The move it. So Gufay Makarma says, of Shemazal, that's his terrorist to that Kash. So we move on over here. This is where the problem is. Every Achrayim does not understand the next Mishnah Berurah. If you have a teretz, I'd love to hear it. Mishnah Berurah says like this. You have clothing, that's wet. You have clothing, and it's a little wet. The imu tayfeach ha-manasat v'ich benishas. Tayfeach ha-manasat v'ich means if you touch it, your hands would get wet. And it's this clothing is wet bein ha-shmashas. Aser l'tal tel ha-cholik. You're not going to move the shirt. Kol ha-shabbos. The migud is katzor l'bein ha-shmashas. It's Miga this got cycle Kulyam. Fract all about Kranim. Why? What are you talking about? It's a little wet. Isn't it definitely gonna dry by tomorrow? I know it's gonna dry. If you have some clothing, you hang it up on the line, and it's gonna dry for sure. So why is the Muksa? Why is the Mishnah Berurah, and they all the Kranim don't understand this Mishnah Berurah? What is the Pshat over here? Why the Mishnah Berurah says that it's Miga this katsai when you have clothing that's wet? So if you have some clothing in the dryer, it's not you, and it's not totally dry. And now over Shabbos, it's going to totally dry. So by you have socks, you need socks. It's still a little damp. It's damp enough that you wouldn't wear it. But you know, by tomorrow, it's going to dry. So the Shabbos is to say, you're not allowed to use it. So we have, in order to try to maybe understand this, which I really don't understand some of the Achrayim of it, but maybe you'll have a better understanding of what they're trying to say. Let us learn the halacha of beged that is wet. While a beged is wet, his pshat is that, okay, no one's going to wear it now. It goes back to my bathing suit. You're not wearing it because it's a bathing suit. His shot is that it's wet. So there's a gzeir of shchita. If there's a gzeir of shchita, it's similar to the candle burning. The only problem is with the candle burning, I just gave you a whole shot why the candle burning is a problem. So we now have to learn the mechaber. Mechaber says like this, begadim ashruim b'mayim. Yeah, begadim that are wet. Asal and agvam, you can't take it to the, can't dry it by the fire. That for sure you can't do. But let's, first, there's a number of reasons why you can't do that. First of all, the water is going to be cooking. But let's go to the Ramah. But also letaltim, you're not allowed to move begadim that are wet. Why? Shema, yav l'day shechita. Obviously, you want to get the water out.
Shriam more wet than
the water. Yeah, I don't know. Right, no, so that's why I don't want to talk about the Mishnah. I want to talk about the Ramah. The Ramah says that begotten that are wet, also letalkum, because he might come to squeeze it out. So it's wet enough, you're right, if it's not that wet, there's no gzeir shemaschita. But again, our goal is to try to understand the Mishnah Brura over here. Why is Tefeach Menas Latbiach is not so wet? And still, the Mishnah Brura is saying that it's aser to move these begotten, maybe this katsai. Bro, every one of the Achrayim, Rabbi Yashav, Shana Zalman, the Chazanish, the Rav Vosner, they all don't understand why. What I shouldn't say Rabbi Yashav because he has a shot. You'll tell me what, if it makes any sense. But well, every one of the Achrayim tries to understand this Mishnah Brura. So they have many different questions. So we begin with Rav Shammai Zalman's question. Very good. That's going to be the teretz we're going to have to say. So the Mishnah Brura should have been clear about that. But you're right, Isaiah. The obvious teretz is that it's not for sure going to dry, and it's going to be similar to the Tamarim and the Greigos. Very good. That would be the most simple of all the teretzim. Although we're going to see from Rabbi Isha, we'll see. But you're right. That would be the easiest answer to answer the Mishnah Brura. And that's why when we start to look at the Achrayim, some of them are going to say that. But before that, Rav Shammai Zalman doesn't understand this at all anyway. Because he says that if the problem is, we have a beged here, it's wet. This beged that's wet, is the problem is that it's asa l'taltal. Again, let's read the Mishnah Brura. Being that it's asa l'taltal ha'chol, you can't move it. He's not talking about you want to wear it. That's not his problem. The Mishnah Brura is that I'm not, it's usher to move this kolash abis. Also, the talmud chal kolash amiga this katzay lebein hashmashes. Why is he saying that? It's tefeach hamanasniya. So some of the achren Rabbi Yashiv learns it's because of schita. In other words, being that bein hashmashes, I might come to squeeze it out. Oh, I might come to squeeze it out. There, the rabbanon said amiga this katzay. Although, is that the same? And that's his chiddush. Rabbi Yashiv says that where there's an iser, where bein hashmashes, they were afraid because of schita. In other words, you're not going to move this because of schita. What I don't understand is what about ner shekava? We came up with a whole teretz about ner shekava, that the ner shekava is a dicha. The other kind of don't seem to be learning like Rabbi Yashiv, because Rabbi Yashiv, oh, ner shekava is very, very simple. I can't move it bein hashmashes, I might do an avera. If I'm going to do it, okay. How does Rabbi Yashiv learn the animal case? How does he learn the case that we have an animal? But the animal itself is, Mishnah Brura is saying that you don't say Migud Diskatzai over there, because we're not afraid you're going to do anything, Bein Hashmashes. But Yashiv says, well, you're afraid you're going to do something, there you say Migud Diskatzai. That's his chiddush. None of the other Achranim learn like that, because they all have a bomb question. In Mincha Shlaim, he says, they don't understand this anyway. Why are you not allowed to move a wet beggar? Rav Shammai Zalman in the brackets, if you look at number 19, says, you're not allowed to move it because you're afraid you're going to squeeze it. But there's ways how you can move it, because if two people are going to carry it, each one's going to remind the other one. We just learned in the Sefer Shabbos, where Shema Yata, if there's two people, there's no Gzeira. Rav Shammai Zalman.
You might be secretion.
No, see, he's not talking about a secretion, because you see he's saying Shema. The Lashon Mishnah Brura is, the Mechaber's Lashon, Shema Yavli Dei Shechita. It's not for sure. So there's ways how not to do Shechita. So the Shammai Zalman in the bracket says, he brings some Seif and he brings others, that we were learning before that if there's a way, it's not a Muxa. So there's a way for me to carry this bag. I can get me and my wife to carry the bathing suit. So they all, and that's, he says, Sarachim Gabel. You don't see such a Lashon on the Mishnah Brura. And number 19, if you look right at the end, right before the plus sign over there, he says, Sarachim Gabel. They don't understand the Mishnah Brura. Why is this bag? If you're going to tell me you're not going to wear, okay, so we're back to swimming, bathing suits, you're not going to wear. But if it's muksa because of schita, there's no schita over there. In the Shemir Shabbos, he also tries to understand what he says, what Azayah's teretz is. He brings down In the end, he brings the, because he says pots. Why are you allowed to eat a pot? What food are cooking Friday night? And Ashmashas, maybe it's not Roy, and it's going to be Roy Shabbos. You don't say Migu Diskatsai. There it is, because I know that tomorrow it's going to be Roy. It's going to be fit. Similar to what we know for sure. He says like this, like he said, as
I could use it.
The Kivan, the Mud, he says, the Mayer Asiyasim Enebar. That's totally in the sun. The Shamalamacha, maybe it's going to be cloudy tomorrow. So he says, "Hani mili b'chutzlaretz." Listen to the Shmir Shabbos. But in Eretz Yisrael, Shekol Adam Yedei. Everybody knows in the summer the sun is coming out. There's no suffering. No, I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, it's been cloudy too. But he's saying in Eretz Yisrael, says the Shmir Shabbos. Lama never. Why are you saying it? Misiyach Taita. You know for sure. It's Sarachim. He says Sarachim. So if you quote it, even in the sun. So he learns that Egnami. The whole Mishnah Brura is talking about because you don't know if it's going to dry. You don't know, but if you know for sure that it's going to dry, let's say you know for sure it's going to dry, you accidentally left it on, left it in your dryer, and the dryer is running, you can't shut it off now. So by mistake, also it happens very common now because a lot of our dryers are automatic. They try to figure out how much time it needs, and you thought it happened to me the other day. I see this in my dryer, it's 2 a.m, it's still on. But you put it in the dryer, and it tells you it's going to end in 45 minutes. 45 minutes is right before Shabbos, and then it recalculates it. And the recalculation is because this towel's in there, and then it ends up, Shkia comes. If I ran to Shul, you think it's going to be, it's going to end because it says, and it recalculates it, and then you see it's going to be there for another 45 minutes.
Really only damp,
very good. So then, if you're going to, it would have to be all day Nashmashis. Okay, my dryer was a little broken, so it's still on when you came up from Shabbos because my wife tells me I need to dry now because it keeps on recalculating it, and it's still on. So the question then this is really what I need Dylan's help for Ramosha because I mamish don't understand some of what Ramosha says. Number 20, let's go through the tshuvas of Ramosha over and then come out with a maskana. Ramosha says like this. Number 20, the chela case. You left clothing in your dryer. Are they muksa or not? Question number one, Ramosha. You left clothing in your dryer. Are they muksa or not? Friday night, you realize you have no socks. You want to go, you dry it. You don't have a light on. You left it in the dryer. Is it muksa or not? Look what Ramosha says. Please explain to me what he's talking about. You left them in purposely in your dryer. What? You can take it out on Shabbos. If you forgot them there, you're not allowed to. Okay, think about this again. You left it there on purpose. You didn't have time to put it away. It's okay. If you forgot, you had socks in the dryer. You come to your dryer. Oh, no, I don't have socks. Okay, let me go to the dryer. I need socks. And now it's awesome. But Tom Pasha, what's Pasha? Because if you left it there on purpose, Yeshua Litlan is the stomach, he can say that I didn't want to answer it. If I need it, I'll take it from you. But if I forgot it there, I never have a mind in the first place. Okay, and if you're going to say, I don't really need these socks because I had socks in my drawer. And then I was relying on that. Okay, then it should be awesome because I don't want to wear it. What's going on? Why? It's clothing. We said before that there's no problem with clothing. And it's dry. How could it be hooks? I don't understand what he's saying.
Let's say you're pushing it off purposely. You say, I am not using this.
What's dark here? Because I forgot that I have socks in the dryer. It's awesome.
Because in your mind, it's something in the dryer.
The socks in the dryer, now they become hooks. Why are they hooks?
Either they're clear or not.
But it's a deal. You're actually pushing it off and saying, I'm not using this. Yeah. Even clothing.
You did because you forgot to add socks in the dryer. Food in the freezer, I can't use. I had socks on a rod. Now, let's go further. Okay, so maybe let's go further. Because in Simon Chavez, he says what we said. They wet Arab Shabbos. I hang it on a line, a clothesline. You see how he spells it here. Could you take it down on Shabbos? You knew that it was going to dry. Oh, you know that it's going to dry. How do you know that it's going to dry? It says Ramosha. For sure. Oh, like, you know for sure, even on a line, he says. It's not Muksa. But if it's in your house and they're wet, let's say you didn't. Okay, just so you understand. Yeah, you left clothing in your washing machine. And you didn't want, b'shachach legami, you totally forgot about it. Even if somehow the ruin was Shabbish, then it's Muksa. We all agree. Very good. You didn't do it. You had no idea they were going to dry on Shabbos. You left it in your washing machine. Because that's what he's saying. This case makes sense. I have got the retuvin. I didn't hang it to dry. So I left it in my washing machine. Let's say I just hang it. Or whatever it is, I left it out. That wet something wet. and I forgot about it, even though there was royal Yavin Shabbos, Einan Dina Kigamar B'Neyadam, it's going to be Muxa. Right? So, okay, that I understand. Then he brings on the bottom, he goes into the Issa Shechita, which is what we, he goes into the problem of the Shechita. Now, could we go now to the, there's another Chuvus Ramayisha. Look at 20, if you could explain to me 22, I'll take you out to eat. I don't understand. Just, I love clothing in my dryer. Are they mukhs or not? So let's see what this says. You cannot put clothing in your dryer of Shabbos in order that the dryer should be on Shabbos. It's like you left your grinder on and it's grinding on Shabbos. It makes noise. Things that make noise, people are chayish to pay you to turn it up. You're not going to leave your dryer on Shabbos, even though it's a clock. So let's say you did do this, and it's going to dry on Shabbos. It's muksa. Why is it muksa? I'm not allowed to do this. I understand. I'm not allowed to go ahead and leave my dryer on. But like in my case, this is what happened. My dryer stayed on, and now I come home and I have a lot of my dryer. So it's not a gear. But if I didn't have a lot of my dryer, let's say I did. I got a guy and tell him open up the dryer and eat socks. And it's a situation in Nichola, and then I don't care about the light.
There's a difference in the two cases. This you planned on drying it on Shabbos. In your case,
what's the difference? Right now, I know I put it. Let's say I did something wrong. I did it wrong.
I'm drying it.
I'm not doing anything wrong here. It happens to be that I'm not allowed to do this because it's making noise. Because it makes noise. But I have the garden here, and these the garden are my dryer. My dryer stayed on. I'm not allowed to have my dryer on.
He seems to be saying because you use the dryer, you're not allowed to use the dryer.
So who is the, what type of a din is that? What is that din? Who made up such a din?
Maybe it's
Knas.
So now it becomes Muxa? Like we don't find such a Knas. We find a Knas. Yeah, very good. But the clothing actually dropped. There's no malach in the clothing. It's like a side thing over here. I left something on, which I wasn't allowed to leave on. But how does that translate into muksa? He's saying it's muksa. I'm reading you, it says this is what he says. It's muksa. He can't argue. He says it's muksa. Rav Shlomo Zalman says clearly it's not muksa. He agrees you can't do this, but Where do we find such a new din of muksa over? Because you did something wrong, it becomes muksa.
Can't say he's talking about the dryer, right? Doesn't work.
No, he's not talking about the dryer. He's talking about the clothing because they're all quoting him. All the books quote him. They don't explain him, but they just quote. The Ramesh says if you left the dryer on,
straight out.
What?
He says it straight out.
You can't all right. I don't understand what he's talking about, but that's what he says. If you look at just to finish off the shir, 24 of Shon in Rav Ozner also says. You let it out to dry on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take it down on Shabbos or not? He actually holds that, like we said before, wet clothing is not muksa. He says, I'm reading you the three lines before he ends. If you know for sure, if you know for sure, it's gamur b'de'adam, and it is not muksa. In the Shmira Shabbos, clearly says constantly the same thing, but I want to share with you just an interesting chiddush here. So again, just to clarify, clothing that's left in the dryer, I don't understand the other Ramesh. I don't know what difference does it make if you forgot it there, you didn't forget it there. Again, I can't argue Ramesh, but I just don't understand. What's it, if you forget your clothing in the dryer, why is it clothing? And don't forget that you were Maisiya, you were Dicha B'Yadayim. You pushed away the clothing because you didn't know about it. What's it to be to know about it? It's clothing. Clothing's not muksa. The government not muksa. So weird. You dicha b'yadayim because I don't understand. What is the dicha b'yadayim? Because you forgot that you have clothing in the dryer. It becomes muksa.
Like a boss.
What's the boss?
It's only spar. Where else do you have a case like that's not muksa has been a muksa?
Yeah, I don't know. Right, yeah. I mean, why would
it's
be
the dryer be a itself is not the problem.
Anyway, let me go back to my original question that we started with. So, by the way, if it's clothing, which is interesting, because if you have clothing that children's clothing that ended up in the dryer and they were drying and you hung it up to dry in the sun and you're not sure it's going to definitely dry, so being that muksa for children, this is a chiddush for the island, you want a chiddush for today. is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, a mutter l'achila muktzah b'yadayim. You're allowed to feed children muktzah. You're allowed to give a child muktzah on Shabbos. If there's nothing to eat, you want to give a muktzah, you can give a muktzah. So if you can give a muktzah, you can take the Shmir Shabbos says then, look at number chaf, big day tinaikis, if you have nothing else to wear, you're allowed to take it down on Shabbos from where they were drawing on the line. Remember we said on the line, everybody agrees that it would be muktzah. But you're allowed to wear it because the guy, even if it was wet when Shabbos started, because you're allowed to, children are allowed to use muktzah. So they can wear muktzah too. So if you went ahead and had muktzah of children, you had clothing that was wet and you wanted to dry, and even though Ben Hashemesh was all wet, for Gedolim it would be muktzah, for Katan it is not muktzah. Mishpura doesn't seem to hold like that. But one last thing before, so Sheik, what about my original Shiloh then? How do you answer that question? I got the shiloh with the shaytels. So this lady left drop and washed her shaytel. She's leaving it out to dry. There's no dryer for shaytels. What would Doyle say? Could she wear it on Shabbos or not? That was the shiloh. That was why I wrote up the same shuba, because when she asked me the question, I decided I'll write a whole thing about it. What are you talking about?
She's going to want to brush it.
What?
She's
going
to want to brush
it. Is it going to dry on Shabbos?
You don't have to figure out.
No. They can take days to dry over. Without a blow drying, it takes days to dry.
Right, so even if you put in the sock.
Plus, they're going to want to brush it out.
Right. That's what I said. So I said, based on everything that we learned here.